inch by inch, row by row, gonna make this garden grow. All it takes is a rake and a...
Summer is over. Fall is just around the corner, so that means gardening season is over, right? Well, not so fast. In this week's edition of Garden Talk, Master Gardener Ed Bajarski says it's only the very beginning of the annual bulb buying bonanza.
You have choices to be made. Getting bulbs, local bulbs, if you don't have bulbs ordered from afar. And it is too early to plant. We don't want to get them in the ground yet because then they might start growing too early and then start getting killed too early. So find the bulbs at your favorite local retailer or an assortment, hopefully, and set them aside in a cool place until about the end of September or early October, or at least before the ground freezes and the snow falls.
And make sure that it's a dry place. Is that a good idea?
Yes. Dry and dark.
Okay.
Both. And cool being 60 degrees or less. So in some of the local stores, if they're being stored, being displayed at 70 degrees or more, that may start them drying out. And we want to obviously keep as much moisture inside them as possible, because that's what they will need to grow when we put them in the ground.
Couldn't that higher temperature also trigger some sort of response?
The bulbs that we're seeing in the stores now would have been harvested probably in June and July, sorted for size and lack of disease and varieties, of course, and then stored dry and still somewhat cool. So what will stimulate growth is going to be colder temperatures and moisture, like when we put them in the ground, where the warmer temperatures are just more likely to have them dry out and shrivel, again, losing some viability in the process.
Okay. And what are some of the varieties that are kind of good for Alaska, or at least Southeast Alaska?
Part of that depends on whether you want your bulbs to come back year after year or not. I know a lot of folks, and I've planted a lot of particularly tulips, basically as annuals. Tulips have a difficult time returning year after year because they're used to, so many of the bulbs are native to the Middle East, to Southern Asia, Russia, and other places where they would normally get dry baking conditions. This summer, maybe more will come back because we kind of gotten dry baking conditions. But normally if it's our usual moist conditions, soil stays cool and damp all summer long, they don't really go fully dormant. It's a challenge for them to make enough food to store in the bulb for next year. Since our bulbs, the ones you buy now, have everything they need to flower next year. You don't need to fertilize them even. Mm. So again, if you're planting them as an annual, put them in the ground somewhere and let them grow.
I've seen some daffodils keep coming back year after year, too.
They do. And daffodils, some of the small bulbs also, crocus and snowdrops and scilla and others can come back very well. There's a few species tulips. There's a few of the old red and yellow Appledorn tulips. Those seem to come back reasonably well. Unfortunately, you mentioned the daffodils. We do have a pest here, the little daffodil or narcissus bulb fly, which is pretty common. And unfortunately, if, say, you're digging up a patch, an area that may have had bulbs last year or before, and you dig up some daffodil bulbs, very often you will find no roots on the bottom of them, which is not a good sign. But they'll also be soft to squishy. And if you cut, squeeze them and they feel soft, cut them open and you'll find this brown, tough to squish in your fingers, maggot inside that the eggs were laid last spring after the flowers appeared. And it's become a problem over the past 10 or 15 years here. So again, that is one pest we have, other than the deer that eat the tulips off.
And looking ahead to planting and beyond, we've, of course, had a very, very dry, warm summer. And I'm thinking, what if we have a fairly mild winter with very little freezing this time around and very little snow and snow cover. What's going to happen with our bulbs?
So the mild portion is not a bad thing. I mean, they need temperatures essentially below 40 to start to grow and to continue to grow. The challenge is, and if it's colder than that, as long as it's on the dry side, you know, you don't want to be planting these in places that are going to stay wet all winter long. So the dryness is not so much of a problem. We will have more rain, I promise, really. But a good dry, well-drained site is the key. And if it's consistent temperatures, that's great. The problem is where we get a cold spell, say in November, that's fairly normal, and probably some snow at some time, that's again normal. December, maybe, whatever normal is anymore. But then very often January, we get these 40 to 50 degree week or two of thawing action. The ground thaws all the way down to the depth of the bulbs. And the bulbs, once they get so many days, it's about 90 to 100 or so days of root growth, are likely to start top growth. And if it's too warm, like in the 40s and 50s, then they may start to emerge from the soil, depending on how deep they're planted. And if that happens, and then we can expect it to go back down 10 degrees from 50 over the course of a week, maybe not, that is damaging. That will kill off some of the growing tip. And so then they may be able to continue to grow again once the days get warmer again and hopefully grow properly. But sometimes we'll get two or three of these freeze-thaw cycles, and that can kill them off. Or all you'll get is some distorted leaves and no flowers.
Okay, Ed Bajarski, thank you.
You're welcome, Matt.
Oh, my own, 'cause the time is close at hand. Grain for grain. Sun and rain.
Garden Talk is a weekly feature that airs during the spring, summer, and early fall on Morning Edition on Thursday mornings. And you can check out this season's previous episodes by going online to our website at ktoo.org/Garden Talk.
Plant your rose straight and